Okay, there we go. Hope everybody can hear me right now. If you can't hear me, press the number one so I can see you, and you can press right down if you don't want to speak. But so we're back on finally, and I'm getting all kinds of error messages and what have you from Blog Talking to having an issue. All nights have an issue. One is draft night. Two is the night that I'm actually cold, and I have a cold, I should say. But I've been meaning to get back to doing this show and trying to, you know, let people know I didn't just fall off the face of the earth, and hopefully that doesn't happen anytime soon. You know, it's been a pretty rough week for the old DJ as, you know, my favorite artist of all time, Prince, you know, suddenly passed away. Now they're saying it could be because of prescription drugs, and you will never know. And it's amazing what they'll do to anybody in death, especially when you can't really control them in life. Call them for the show, 347-838-8420, 347-838-8420. Let's get this intro going, and let's get this show on the road. And now the damn switchboard don't want to work. Boy, I tell you.
The champ is here! There's a difference between knowing the path the and walking.
The champ is here!
I'm feeling a little lucky tonight. I'm feeling very accurate.
The champ is here!
You are neophyte. I'm simply trying to ascertain if this cowboy here is taking advantage of you.
Force can have a strong influence on the weak mind.
The champ is here! The champ is here!
The skull of the African. The area associated with submissiveness is larger than any human or any other subhuman species on planet Earth.
Denial is the most predictable of all human responses.
Here we are back to Squid University. It's time to move to the next level of thinking. And one of the questions I commonly get asked is, you know, what can I do better to help others? And I was hoping, I know he's going to be a little busy. Hopefully get him on next week if he doesn't come in tonight. The gentleman who made the life-changing statement for me, I spoke to him earlier this week, and I was a little frustrated because a lot of the people aren't getting the remedy that we would think that they would get by virtue of exercising what is essentially the law. And he kind of gave me a breakdown of what he saw and what he noticed as far as my growth and my development. Again, the call number for the show is 347-838-8420. 347-838-8420. As always, I'd like to thank Steve the Dean Williams, the Man Mindset, themanmindset.com, the Alpha Syndicate, Man Radio 101. Don't forget you can always find Steve the Dean Williams. It's Steve Williams on YouTube. A lot of great videos. He touches on subjects of dating, relationships, men talk, man talk, which is the alpha male approach, as well as a host of other beneficial topics for young men and actually for the women as well. Of course, we have Rosebud, who is still moving and grinding strongly. And, of course, you have me coming back after a couple of months off as I've been working on some personal projects that have, you know, kind of put me in a different place. It's been a pretty interesting couple of months for myself, and I'm still grinding to learn more and to be a more positive influence, if nothing else, for those who are around me. What I'm going to do is, as I wait for the people to kind of join in, I'm pretty sure it was unexpected for many people for me to come running back in, and the interesting part about it is I've actually kind of missed it, not at all, but I think that it's necessary to try to stay in as close to possible with the people before I actually do eventually segue. So I'll play a couple of intros, give people a couple of moments, and if not, we'll just jump in and do some other things. 347-838-8420, 347-838-8420, and we're going to play one of my favorite clips, especially most recently, Blue Magic. What happens when you put a little touch or cut on something and change it from its natural substance? If this stupid thing is going away, it's amazing. It's scary.
We'll be right back.
Great.
Welcome.
Need to talk to you.
Great, come on. Hey, y'all, everybody get out. Let's go. Come on. Everybody, let's go. Hurry up. Sit, my brother. Take it to talk to Charlie. Guess you want to hear more about my black coalition. Let me explain it to you.
No, I'm all right. That's not what I came here for, man.
Yeah, everybody's good, Nick. You know, everybody's happy. Charlie, Baz, the Italians, you know, Johnny Lowe. Everybody's happy except you.
I'm happy, Frank.
You happy? Really? Well, maybe I'm the one with a problem. Yeah, go on, get it. I got a problem because I don't understand why you got to take something that's perfectly good and mess it up. See, brand names. Brand names mean something.
Shut the fuck up!
Go ahead, Frank. I'm sorry about that bullshit. Blue Magic. That's a brand name. Like Pepsi. That's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What the fuck are you talking about,
what
Frank?
I'm talking about is when you chop my dope down, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
Due respect, Frank. If I buy something, I own it.
No, that ain't true. That ain't
true. Buy a car and I want to paint it. I can paint them.
Yeah, but you don't have to. This is what I'm saying to you, Dick. You don't have to. It's good enough the way it is. You can make enough money off it the way it is just by calling it Blue Magic. Anything more than that is greed, son.
What do you want, Frank? I'm going to change the name on it?
I would have to insist that you change the name.
Fine by me, Frank. I call it Red Magic. Even though that don't sound as good.
I don't give a fuck what you call it. Put a chokehold on the motherfucker and call it Blue Dog Shit. You know what I mean? I don't care. Just don't let me catch you doing this again.
Catch me? Infringement? Insist? I don't like these words as much as please. Thank you. I'm sorry to bother you, Nicky. These are better words you use to come to my motherfucking club without an invitation. Hear me?
Oh, man.
Be careless. Women and children can be careless, but not men.
Some old life lessons. 347-838-8420. 347-838-8420. As I'm coming back into the fold of doing the show live, and I've been away taking care of some personal projects. Squid Universe is trying to move to the next level of thinking. I said I need to jump back in and do a couple of things, let everybody know that things are still well over here at Squid University. Professor Ikemba has been working diligently, still doing his credit repair. Maybe he'll drop by before the night's over, give us a little update on what he has going on. Tony is still the best kept secret in Tampa, still grinding hard at People's Choice Auto Detail. And if you want to reach Will, and I'll look up his number because I don't have it, and I probably should have it memorized. You can actually find it by going to gregdoss.com and clicking on the credit restoration link, and it will take you directly to Will. I'll get the number a little bit later on. Now, if we get an opportunity to hear from the gentleman, Breeze, which is the one who made the statement to me, I'm guessing it's about 4 years ago, relative to not having to pay taxes, and he could show me. I spoke to him, as I was telling you all before I went to a couple of cuts, and I wanted him to give an evaluation of what he noticed through my progression. So there's nothing wrong with getting, you know, an adequate amount of criticism that helps you grow, as well as if you're wanting people to have the same level of success or the same amount of remedies you do, you would want to do whatever is necessary to help them. And a lot of people have come to me throughout the years, as I've been doing this for about maybe 3, maybe 4 years. And it bothers me when people do not get the amount of remedy or haven't been as successful as I have inside the venue. I'm not going to tell you that you're not doing something correct because although I do say it requires quite a bit of study, which I'll never tell you it doesn't, anything worth having is going to take some level of work. But I want to be a better teacher and wanted to help connect for people what was connected for me and help me ultimately gain the amount of success that I've managed to have within the venue. And I'm going to play one more clip as I try to get this switchboard to working. Again, going back to whether it's some movie clip or what have you. But I like to play things that help people relate to what's going on. So we're going to play another one of the clips from Godfather that I really enjoy. And it's from Michael Corleone as he talks to Senator Kerry.
You can have the license. Price is $250,000 plus a monthly payment of 5% of the gross of all four hotels, Mr. Corleone. Now, the price of the license is less than $20,000, am I right?
That's right.
Now, why would I ever consider paying more than that? Because I intend to squeeze you. I don't like your kind of people. I don't like to see you come out to this clean country in your oily hair, dressed up in those silk suits, and try to pass yourselves off as decent Americans. I'll do business with you, but the fact is that I despise your masquerade, the dishonest way you pose yourself and your whole fucking family. We're both part of the same hypocrisy. But never think it applies to my family.
All right. Some people have to play little games. You play yours. So let's just say that you'll pay me because it's in your interest to pay me. But I want you answering the money by noon tomorrow. And one more thing. Don't you contact me again, ever. From now on, you deal with Turnbull.
Open that door, sir.
I'm Senator. You can have my answer now, if you like. My offer is this. Nothing. Not even the fee for the gaming license, which I would appreciate if you would put up personally.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, I didn't know you were out.
You know, for those who haven't seen The Godfather, and Michael exuded a quiet kind of confidence, that was one of the attributes that, you know, in all honesty, I try to integrate it within my own way of approaching things within the venue. But for those, I'm not going to spoil it for those who haven't seen it. I know we have a lot of young listeners. But if you get the opportunity, trust me, go back and watch some of the older movies for the messages. You'll get quite a bit out of it, and it'll actually help you better understand the world around you. As you know, they say, life imitates art, and always art imitates life as well, to include those things that you may or may not be aware of. Again, call them for the show is 347-838-8420. 347-838-8420. Squid University, it's time to move to the next level of thinking. And I'm doing a little bit to kind of catch up. It's been a while since I've been on live. I've been taking care of a couple things as far as some of the things within my personal life. But, you know, things have been great for me, and I appreciate all the support that I've always managed to get throughout the years from the people here, as well as I'm sure everybody at the Man Mindset, to Steve the Dean Williams, as he is, of course, ever growing. Another clip we're going to join in. By the way, if you have any comments for me, I'm actually going to open the chat room. Go into the chat room. If you want me to answer a question, whether it's about some particular procedure, some particular so-called law and or rule, if you have any questions, please feel free to call me. You have an opportunity now. We're kind of in an open forum. As I've come back, I was only going to do about an hour. I'm a little bit under the weather. I know many of us are watching the NFL draft, as well as it's probably NBA basketball on tonight. Baseball season is kicked off. We'll be jumping back onto the sports show for men. Now, we'll actually get onto it, of course, when college football season kicks off. I'm one of the few people who actually enjoys hockey. I should say not one of the few. I enjoy hockey and baseball as well. However, my co-hosts don't as much. But we'll have Carlos as well as Daryl and Chris
joining us on the Sports Show for Men. Another great clip, and some of us will remember this from Denzel Washington in Training Days when he talked about the difficulty of becoming a good so-called police officer. And no different than a police officer. No different than a police officer. That's, I don't want to get into that. But anyway, as with anything in life that you want to be good at, it's going to involve work. And with, at GregDoss.com, I tell people, I don't sell you on some dream that I know some great paperwork or some great method. I attempt to teach a mindset because it's the mindset that allowed me to be successful in the venue. One of the things that happened recently is one of my buddies, Leon, managed to gain a settlement. Someone I was working with, he gained a settlement based on a case that he filed himself in federal court. I helped him and assisted him along the way. We reached a settlement agreement, a settlement offer. If you go to Pacer and look it up, I'm sure the settlement conference will be in there in the settlement. It'll have that the case has been settled, and we closed it out. I had my opportunity to participate in a deposition for the first time, a great experience. So I'm beginning to learn a little bit more. So we do have a success in the federal court with suing a city police officer. A decent settlement. He seemed to be happy with it, and that's what counts. But the bigger part is going through, having some success, and being able to build upon that success. And again, with everything, he better study chess because it ain't checkers.
You're right. It behooves you not to dick around in this one. Justifiable homicide and allowed it to be, okay? Now, what happened was...
What happened was murder and armed robbery. Oh, wait, we had badges, so it's different?
Oh, I mean, son, can't open your eyes. Can't you see? Huh?
That man was your friend, and you killed him like a fly.
Come on, my friend, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me why. Because he knows my first name? Son, this is the game I'm playing his ass. That's my job. That's your job. Roger sold dope to kids. The world is a better place without him.
Hey, this man was the biggest major violator in Los Angeles.
I watched that cocksucker operate with impunity for over 10 years, and now I got it. The shit's chess. It ain't checkers.
What you think we're going to do? We're going to roll up in black and white, huh? Slap the cuffs on him, you're under arrest. That's a high roller, dog. Take the money.
I mean, I already told you I'm not going to take that.
Okay, don't. Just burn it. Barbecue it. Fish fry it. I don't give a fuck, but the boys will feel better.
Fuck their feelings.
Jake, you're not making them feel like you're part of the team.
The team? You guys are fucking insane. All right, I'll go back to the Valley. I'll cut parking tickets, you know? It can't be like this.
It is this way, man. I'm sorry I exposed you to it, but it is. It's ugly, but it's necessary.
I became a cop to put away drug dealers, the poisoners, the criminals, not to be one.
You sound just like me. And I know what you're going through. I know what you're feeling. You're scared.
I'm not scared.
Yes, you are. You're terrified. Anybody goes through that the first time. I went through it.
The sooner you can match what's in your head with what's going on in the real world, the better you're gonna feel. In this business, you gotta have a little dirt on you for anybody to trust you. And when all this is behind you, there's gonna be a whole other world that opens up for you. I walk a higher path, son. I can give you the keys to all the doors.
What are you talking about?
My guys are pretty good, but they're not leaders, they're clowns. You're a leader. You want my job, you got it. You want to lock up poisoners, this is the best place to do it. But you gotta just, you know, take your time. You make detective, you play the game, you grow wise, and then you can change things. But you gotta change them from the inside, son. Let's go downtown to the station. You talk to my guys there. And then we'll walk you through what you gotta say to the DA guys, okay? Okay.
347-838-8420. Press the number 1 if you have any thoughts in or comments, either on the eclipse or how you would ask, well, how does that apply to regular life? And I'm going to tell you something that I've recognized, especially with the last couple of weeks as I've been back and forth inside the venue. And we've actually, there he is. We've had the fortune once again, 72. If you want credit restoration repair, Professor has joined us, and I appreciate you, Will. I know it's late and it's unexpected. I decided I didn't want to get back in and do make sure I do a couple of shows a month. I am going to eventually get back into the book readings or what have you. But, Will, I appreciate you as always. I appreciate you for opening my eyes to a whole new world of information, and I'm still studying gainfully. Welcome to Squid University, Will. Tell everybody who you are, how to contact you, and what you've been up to lately, because we've been gone for a couple months. And people are still downloading us, by the way. And people are still downloading us. But go ahead.
Wow. I just happened to look at my text. I saw I had a text, and I saw you were doing a call tonight. I didn't even know you were doing a call, buddy.
I didn't either, man. Tell everybody who you are, buddy. Will's been really successful. His credit repair is great from all the responses that we've had. In fact, I'm a customer now, too. Go ahead, Will.
Good. Yeah, well, we run a credit restoration assistance program, and I'll be speaking in Atlanta in Sandy Springs at the Hudson Grill on May the 16th. Be around 200-300 people there. That's when I went to about 2 years ago. I'm supposed to go every 6 months, but I've been kind of procrastinating here, but I will be there for sure in Atlanta for those who are in the Atlanta area. Let your family, friends, everybody know I'm coming back with a vengeance to talk about the credit restoration once again. And the title of this show is going to be Our Credit Restoration Versus Their Credit Repair. I want to be able to show people the distinction between the two and how honest we are about it, because I tell people, look, you may go through my program for 12 months and not get any results, okay, because I know how the credit reporting agencies are. Our average over the last, since 1999, 17, 18 years, has been about 75 to 85%. If you're persistent, just do what we tell you to do. Send the information into the credit agencies. We want you to have a copy of the dispute so you can see exactly what we're saying. Now, I know that there's a lot of different strategies out there that people are using on an individual basis. And people always bring those strategies to me, but I try to let people know, look, I'm running a business, a legitimate business where I'm helping. Oh, wait a minute, let me bring Tony and Greg, okay?
No problem.
Okay.
And as Will brings in Tony and gets back to talking again, he can contact him at 727. It's 727-798-3092, but go ahead, Will, you're back.
Okay, yeah, 727-798-3092. But I was just talking about Tony, because Tony's been reading a book by one gentleman, and he's got some strategies. But as a business, I can't use those strategies because I'm doing it for other people. People can practice those strategies on themselves, but I have to stay within the realms of the law, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, Uniform Commercial Code, and, you know, with using aspects of the Federal Trade Commission as well. But the point is that I have to keep my stuff above board, and I sure it's transparent. We show everybody exactly what we do. Call if you are interested. Look at my website. I'm on the radio in the Florida area. Well, at 1250 AM and 102.5 FM, The Bone. I'm known as the Credit Magician. It's a good service. If it doesn't work, folks, and I don't sit up here and say that it works for everybody, but we'll give you money back or a percentage of it. I mean, you know, because we're going to weigh the differences on there and see what deletions you have or what updates you've had or how many validation of debts we've done. But in addition to that, real quick, and I'll shut up, we also offer what they call validation of debt. No credit repair company that doesn't offer validation of debt service, it, to me, is not a legitimate company. And that's what I will be talking about in Atlanta. I'm going to be really going in hard in Atlanta on May the 16th, 6:30 p.m. at the Hudson Grill in Sandy Springs. That's right there in Atlanta. I think it's one of the little suburbs. But I'm going to be talking about the credit restoration, how the Fair Credit Reporting Act works. Now I'm going to talk about validation of debts. I think that's the most important aspect of our credit restoration, is the validation of debt service. If you have a collection, any type of collection, I tell people never, ever pay a collection, but never, ever ignore the collectors either. What we're going to do is breathe life into these old, dead collectors. We want you to answer the phone, so we can officially shut them down through the issuance of a validation of debt. So anybody that needs to get in touch with me, just give me a call, 727-798-3092. My number's been the same since I started this business. And, just ask anybody around, because, like I said, people have kept my number for years, and I get a lot of repeated business. But it's good to be on back on the show, Greg.
Hey, no problem, Will.
Tony, you want to call?
I think Tony's on the other line. I'll bring him in on the other line in just a moment. Let me tell everybody what he has going on. Will, give us some reading materials, whether it's the old ones that they should have already by now have gotten through, or just for the new listeners that are out there, just give them some reading material or some things that they should probably check into.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you all the reading materials that I call a lot. It's a book of lies. All the books I have is a book of lies. It's the truth to me because I've read a lot of it. I believe a lot of it. But to you, you can look at it like I'm giving you books of lies, okay? Until you get them and read them and do your own research, you make a determination of what you think about it and give us feedback on the show, perhaps. But one of the most profound books I've advocated over the last, 10 or 15 years is two books. The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is a second look at the Federal Reserve. I think people should overstand and understand the monetary system that we're participating in. And you better keep your eyes on Venezuela because they are intentionally crashing, Venezuela's dollar. You saw it on Ugly Truth, Greg, right today. Did you read the article on the Ugly Truth? I don't know if you did, but Tony
Bennett
read it.
I didn't read some of the ones from today. I was out running about trying to catch up on some of situation with the house. But, yeah, let me tell you something about the Ugly Truth, people. I'm going to tell you ahead of time. Definitely subscribe to it. Also, definitely subscribe to Before It's News. But create a new email account because they bombard you in a great way with a lot of not conflicting ideas, but an alternative source of information that it's alternative. And let me tell you something. They are not short on opinions. You can get plenty of good information from Ugly Truth. Go ahead, Will.
But like I said, whenever I give out references for anything, I tell people look at it as a bunch of lies until you read it and study and research it for yourself. You make a determination if it's true or not. We don't want a bunch of yes people and thinking that, the book I'm offering you is God's honest truth. But I think it's some valuable information. The Creature from Jekyll Island, written by G. Edward Griffin, it's a second look at the Federal Reserve. And I think everybody should understand the monetary system that we're participating in. We are participating in this system, and we are upholding this system. We need to know what we're upholding. Is it beneficial to us? Is it benefiting us? Or is it working towards our demise? And then the other book is The Web of Debt. The Web of Debt by Ellen Brown. Another great book on this monetary system. And this here revisits the whole story of The Wizard of Oz and why it was really written, back in the late 1800s. So those are the two books I just like to hit people with today. But I'm always interested in understanding how this monetary system works because we're participating in commerce on a second by second basis in the system, and so we should know what it's about. That's it, Greg.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I just keep using my phone because I don't want to hear the noise in the background.
Okay. And by the way, welcome everybody to Tampa's best kept secret, People's Choice Auto and Mobile Detail. What's going on, Tony? Welcome to Squid University. Welcome back to Squid University.
Hey, what's up, Greg? What's up, Will? Kumba. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear him, Greg?
Yeah, I hear him well.
Okay. Okay, good. Yes, I am Tony, owner, operator of People's Choice Mobile Detailing and Pressure Washing. Well, I feel no job is too big or too small, whether it be detailing of your cars, motorcycles, boats, or maybe pressure washing your house. Maybe pressure washing the sidewalk patio. Also, I'm doing tile and grout, indoor, outdoor tile and grout. So if you have any grout and you need to have that professionally clean, especially the grout, we know how over the years the dirt accumulates in the grout. I can get that done for you. We also specialize in steam cleaning, ridding dust mites and bed bugs or anything like that that you may have in your mattresses. So give me a call. Reach out to me, 813-526-4426. You can also Google me, and that will take you to my Facebook page. And if you Google me, you can Google me at People's Choice Mobile Detailing, LLC, and it'll take you to my Facebook page, see all the wonderful things that I've done there. Or you can simply just send me an email at peopleschoicemobiledetail@gmail.com. And that's it for me as far as the services that I do. I also do a little bit of coaching on this tax issue. A lot of people have questions about the taxes. You know, what should they do or how should they file? Give them a little bit of information on that. And I also do a lot of investigation on what Will does. When Will talks about doing his credit restoration, I also have learned a great deal from what Will has taught me and what his services has done for me in the past. So he does an excellent job, folks. He gets out there, him and his crew, they do what they're supposed to do. My fiance, she had her credit restoration services done last year, and within 30 days, her credit score went up by 100 points. So it can be done, and I can testify to that. Thanks, Greg.
Hey, no problem. And by the way, people, one thing that I know Will doesn't really say much about himself, but he's a very well-studied individual, and he underestimates his own value in general, but I think we all kind of subscribe to it. And by the way, if you all need anything from that, for the information from the show or what have you, you just go to Dropbox.com, create an account at Dropbox.com, create a folder, put your name on the folder, send an invite to Greg Doss at GregDoss.com. We'll get information to you. And part of my Greg Doss introduction package is Will's contract before you sign up for his services, which he's gracious to provide. So if you have a need to look over it, he gives it to you. He's provided for me to share with you all if you want to read it so that you'll know what you're getting into. But again, a great service and somebody who's very well studied and very well dedicated to whatever it is that he takes on. 347-838-8420, 347-838-8420. Press the number one if you have any thoughts and or comments. Guys, anything that you all wanted to discuss? Apparently another Winston Stroud guy goes to jail. I didn't get a chance to finish the YouTube. Did you get to watch it, Tony?
No, I didn't get to finish it, but I did want to also add on to what Will was saying earlier about the credit. That's one of the things that we do have, that it does belong to us. And one of the books that I wanted to mention two of the books, if you can find one of them. They are both by Corey P. Smith. One is called Conspiracy of Credit, and then the other one is called How to Outsmart the Credit Bureaus. I've been doing a lot of investigating and reading within those books. And one of the things that Will has said earlier is that you never want to pay the debt collector, but you never want to ignore them as well. And a lot of people don't really understand that when you get involved or when you let a debt collector get involved with you, what they're doing, if you acquiesce or if you don't answer the call, and when I say call, if you don't answer the challenge and they continuously call you and they send you letters and you ignore it because you're either A, scared, or you think that it may go away like the monster up under your bed, you're sadly mistaken. These people will come after you, and if you ignore them, they will steal your identity. That's one thing that I think Will pushes, and I'm needing to stress that to a lot of the folk out there. If you don't answer the challenge or if you don't answer the call, these people will steal your identity. And once they steal your identity, you have an even more tougher road to get it off of your credit. So I think we want to do as Will was instructing us or has instructed us to do is you never want to pay them, but you never want to ignore them. And I just wanted to add that on to what he was saying.
Hey, no doubt. And again, appreciate your input. Well, quite a bit has gone on. I know last Thursday was a really unusual day for me. I was telling about at the top of the show when I heard the first time I heard that Prince died, I was going to go back to where were you when you heard it? And I was thinking to myself, it's pretty interesting how quickly this time on this planet goes. and it may not have any relevance to it, but what people are willing to do to silence you when you are a little bit, I won't say just different, but when you stand out or stand up for something. So I don't want to give anybody some misconception, because I'm kind of interested to see what's going to happen with Winston Stroud. We know, unfortunately, what happened with Gordon Hall. I don't know if it's unfortunate, but this is not the kind of task or some of these methods, or what do you call them, Will? Methods or whatever, that these people, I think, are starting to go into some of this stuff as if it's easy. What we've learned over the last few years, at least I have, is that nothing is easy if it's worth having and if there is something that you can gain from it. So no matter what it is that you study, and especially when you have great tools like you can get from Will and even Tony, and they're actually very accessible as well, please don't take it lightly and appreciate what somebody's willing to give you as far as their time, their effort, and of their energy and of their hard work. And I think they're both gentlemen, no matter what their services that they're providing, are very much worth whatever it is that they charge for their services. And Will, in fact, probably charges a little less than he should. But he's tested and proven. And Will, if you could for us, I know I'll usually laugh at it when you tell me, but give everybody a little bit of insight into how you became as fluid, or what your experiences have been. And by the way, you can actually go to YouTube and hear Will's, I think it was a two-show, Will, interview, and listen to him tell you about his story. But Will, in about a minute or two, tell everybody how you learned the difficulty of battling within these monetary systems, if you will. And I'll sit back and laugh again.
Yeah, I think Tony kind of gave me my start back in 1998 or so. He gave me a book. I always forget the name of it. Wolves and Sheep's Clothing, I think, was it. Was that
the
name of it, Tony?
No, it's called Vultures. You know, Vultures and Eagles Clothing by Lynn Meredith.
Yeah, it's by Lynn Meredith. So say it one more time so people can make – I want people to get that book if they can.
Vultures and Eagles Clothing.
By Lynn Meredith?
Yeah, I got mine. I mean, I think it's out there. It's pretty easy to get now. I've had mine since I learned about it. But, yeah, you can definitely get these books. But go ahead.
So, anyway, that was in 1998. Tony gave me the book. And then early 1999, 6 months later, after reading the book, and I'm not a person, I don't want to just read a book just to be reading. I want to read this stuff to do it, to apply it, and see if it really works. So I stopped paying, pulled out of the tax system in 1999 legally by just reading that book and entered to a program where I could, where I pulled out. Everybody thought crazy. Everybody thought going to jail. You know how the slaves on the plantation always act when a person free, like we can't be free. We got to be stuck on the plantation like they do because their mindset is stuck there. So they figure nobody else can get outside of that realm of understanding or thinking. And if you do, then you must be a crazy idiot or whatever. But nevertheless, once I stopped paying tax to the system, I immediately started studying the UCC because the people that would help me understand this tax system started saying, well, listen, I want you to start studying the UCC, and they gave me The Creature from Jekyll Island back then. So after I stopped paying taxes and I read that book, and I was really even more impressed after reading Tony's book, Lynn Meredith, and then The Creature from Jekyll Island, I was really impressed, and I was even eager to go and implement some of these procedures. So I worked with the UCC, and I was amazed that you could discharge debt. But I wasn't that surprised after pulling out of the tax system. You know, I'm 55 years old, and I've been paying taxes almost, 40-something years, thinking that I had to. And when I found out that that was a lie, I said, well, what are the other lies that they're telling us? And not so much what they're telling us, what my dumb ass is believing. That's what we need to start doing, being more critical of ourselves, because we're the ignoramuses that do this to ourselves, and we always readily trying to blame someone else, of looking what they're doing to us. Look at what we're doing to ourselves. Look at my ignorant ass. When I pay tax for 40 years, I need to be beat down for paying that type of money out of my pocket without trying to do some type of research and investment.
You did, Will. You caught a beat down. You caught a beat down. So,
yeah, wish I could have been there. Don't miss a lot. Now I miss Prince, and I miss the idea of not watching Will get beat up. But go ahead.
Yeah, but we do need to talk about Prince, too. But because there's a lot of suspicion around what happened. Okay, Prince was speaking out against the system as well. Not as adamantly as Michael Jackson was, but he was beginning to speak out, too. He wrote Slave on his face for a reason. But anyway, so when I started implementing these procedures of the UCC, I started getting some success, not a huge amount of success, but I had like I said, my previous reading is what kind of gave me the knowledge and the gumption to keep moving forward, even if they tried to stop me. So when they came after me, after I started, I opened up a business, started doing business, quit my job, opened up a business, started telling people, listen, pull out of the tax system, use that money that you were paying in taxes to finance your own businesses or finance, you know, other projects in the community, et cetera. I went out to all the churches. Of course, they called me crazy because that's where most of the slaves are on the plantation anyway. And so, and the UCC, then the UCC, I really blew their mind with the UCC because I said, not only can you stop paying taxes, you can start discharging debt, legally discharging debt and legally withdrawing from the tax system. And this, you have to be real careful when you're introducing this to the slaves, okay? Because most of the slaves will fight hard for a slave master, and you would think you fight against a slave master because of those slaves that are so far up the slave master's ass that he can't, they can't think of nothing else but that you're lying and you're trying to bring the slave master down, which they think the slave master is giving them a sense of freedom or some idea of freedom. It's amazing, though. And so we were doing ACV, we were doing bonds, we were doing bills of exchanges, you name it. We did an OID. I've done almost anything out there because I wanted to see if the stuff worked. Some of it did, some of it didn't. Is it true? Yes, it's true. It's just that they're not going to let you just walk in there and start doing this. And I've talked to people on numerous occasions about this. They are not just going to let you. Don't believe any idiot that comes forward and tells you that they got 100% satisfaction on bills, changes, bonds, or anything else, because I know they're lying. Because, I mean, I started a business with this, folks, before most of these people were even doing it. I was running a business, and they came down hard on me. I was facing 50 years in prison. And if you don't believe me, just like crazy, kick the dots.
Huh? Tell them again, man. You know, as much as I laugh at Will, the one thing I admired the most is when he showed me his stuff and I was about to run out the door, he almost grabbed me by my collar and said, Greg, hold on. Let me explain this part to you. And then he told me about the vicious ass beating that he took, and I said, oh, really? And he said, oh, I got all this, but in getting this, I got my ass kicked. And although we normally would laugh like this on the Tuesday show, it's almost as if people are, Will, either not heeding it or they're, and there's nothing wrong with a sense of determination. And I tell people, I wish I had an easier method. But Tony now is, because Tony's interesting, is walking on many, through many of these journeys and these battle lines, and he's learning that it's not as easy as people claim it is, and it's a battle. It's a battle for your freedom because they're less worried about, I think, the individual getting free. And Will and Tony, you all can correct me. They're worried about your freedom becoming contagious or your free mind becoming contagious because the system operates based upon you being sheep.
Yeah. Don't criticize the sheep, though. But anyway.
But well, sheep are supposedly as dumb as animals. They're worried about you becoming contagious. And I should tell people, I don't think, you know, and I don't really want to make light of it, but I say I think the reason I managed to live this long is because people weren't listening to me. Locally. As many people as can put their hands on me and see me, because I'm, you know, Tony, I tell you, I'm pretty visible, right, Tony? I don't duck, hide, or walk around.
Yeah, you're not only visible, but you're pretty audible as well.
Don't say that
way. In the court, I mean, you know.
not just on what you, not just in what you, not just, huh?
Tony, tell them the story, man. When you went to see Greg in court. Oh, Lord.
Man, look, man, this guy, see, he tells you a little bit of the story, but I'm going to tell you guys the whole thing. And like he says, I'm going to tell you both sides. And Greg is pretty adamant about letting people know who he is and what they can and can't do and what they will and won't do. And there was actually two incidents, and this is our break, our spring break, if you will. And there was a guy. What was his name? Greg, that we went to go see in court today.
Julio.
That particular day, Julio.
Oh, Julio.
This was after my court case. This was after my court case. And it was a traffic infraction. And then Julio went in there, and the judge asked him what he wanted to do and how he pleaded. And he says, well, I'm not entering a plea. And Greg had told me a few minutes prior to Julio even going up to the podium that we were going to be in for a roller coaster ride. And so Julio went up there and said, well, I'm not entering a plea. And the judge rattled off something, and he said, who are you to enter a plea for me? And at that moment, Greg said, here we go. And sure enough, the judge, I guess he had heard enough, and he ordered Julio
don't call
to
that
get
clown,
out of
judge,
the court.
By the way. Don't call that clown.
Oh, yeah,
judge.
I'm sorry. It was the hearing officer. He you know, tried to dismiss Julio, and Julio said, well, I'm just asking the question. And there was a security guard. there was a security officer. He looked very close to David Allen Greer, and he actually stood up for the hearing officer and told him, all right, that's enough, leave the court. And that, to me, was kind of reminiscent of the old slave who was the house Negro. When the master wanted you to do something, he fought for you tooth and nail. And this is exactly what David Allen Greer, the security officer, this is what he did. And so Julio proceeded to get into a verbal confrontation with David Allen Greer as we were slowly walking out. And David Allen Greer told the guy straight up in front of the sheriff, who came to see what all of the chaos was about. He told him, I will break your jaw. And
oh,
I think Julio really meant
Julio
it.
Told David Allen Greer that, yeah.
yeah, and I think he really meant it. And when the sheriff came in, he heard that, and he saw Greg and was like, oh, hey, man, what's going on? I thought that, you know, I guess he thought that he was going to come in there and really do some things. But then when he saw Greg, I think he slowed down and took a step back, and he realized who it was, and he was like, oh, hey, man, is everything okay? And we walked out calmly and told the guy, the sheriff, everything was fine. And at that point, Julio proceeded to tell David Allen Greer, the security officer, that he would break his jaw if he came outside. And the sheriff did nothing. So I think, and that was just one incident. The other incident is when I came in and he was being kicked out of the child support hearing office because they didn't, he didn't do, what was it, Greg, swear in? You didn't want to swear in the way that they told you to?
Yeah, I don't swear. Yeah.
Yeah, and so.
My little counterclaim,
you know, that,
I don't swear.
Right. Well, I came up there, and as I was coming up, I saw the sheriff come in, and then I saw him leave, and I said, well, I must be in the wrong place. And then I think that Greg was already out of there. But you like to be audible, very audible, and you like to tell them what they can and can't do. So it was just.
But not only that, they're right in what they're doing. Their courageous stance. People, I wish that stuff was videotaped. I think, Greg, you do video for some of it. But people need to see this kind of stuff because these are some courageous gentlemen here going up in them courts. And they're hitting them with the laws, and they know the laws. Y'all know the laws better than those people sitting on the bench. And I'm thoroughly impressed.
Yeah. And
well,
go ahead, Greg.
No, one thing I wanted to say without being funny anytime soon is, Tony, from a stature standpoint, I'm not very imposing, though, right?
From a statute standpoint, you said?
A stature. I'm not very tall. I'm not.
Yeah,
Tony's a big guy.
And your stature.
Will and I are not.
Your stature. Yeah. I don't know. What are you guys, like 4'10" or something like that?
Here
this
clown
goes.
Here you go.
Oh,
here you go.
No. No, but no, Greg is not a very big guy. You know, neither is Will. You know, so yeah, you're not very big, but you carry a loud voice. And I think the confidence in the loud voice is just knowing the law or the statutes and what the statute says their limitations are, you know. And I'm saying their limitations is because we still have to recognize that we are the ones who set the standards. but we let them get away and we let them do, like Will said, we let them do what it is that they do. And we just mumble and gripe and complain.
Yeah,
but we ain't no victims.
No, we're not victims. That's the greatest thing that Will said. Ain't no damn victims when you're willfully a participant. And it goes just like with the our people, Hosea 4 and 6. And when I told Tony, you know, it's amazing that I only heard the first part of Hosea 4 and 6 in these states. Well, our people perish for lack of knowledge. And even you so-called, even the so-called of us who are supposedly conscious, our dumbasses fail to say the other side, to continue with it by saying because we reject knowledge.
Yes,
we
do, right.
We want some kind of quick flip, for lack of better words, a quick turnaround, as if there's never going to be any work. But, you know, even according to the scripture, faith without works is dead. So, you know, this idea of getting over it just doesn't make sense. And I know we've been away for a little while. We're going to get back onto it because, you know, there's too much that Will has to do. And I want to get his voice on the, you know, recorded because I think people are being a little naively delusional, immaturely, Will, because I don't know a better word. Because within the time that I actually met you, Will and Tony, by now a lot of things should have transpired for people in a much more positive way. If it had the success rate, a success rate in contradiction to what Will told me, what was it, Will, the 3 or so years ago. He said, Greg, it ain't going to work that way. And I actually am a person that says, no, once I figure it out, I'll go fight your ass. I'm like, I'm probably a little bit more aggressive than Will, but I don't want to be reckless in anything I do. But I began to talk to Will. Will would say, Greg, go look at this. Think about this. And I said, started saying, you know, yeah, you're right. They put effort, energy, and death into this system. So they're serious about it. And that last thing, Will, if you want to talk about Prince, and we're into overtime because I only said it for an hour because I didn't know what to get back into it. I didn't know if I was going to be able to get you on there. But I don't think Will, and I yell at Will and Tony off air, and I would cuss them out if it was Tuesday night, about what they don't do seriously enough when they talk to people about. You're not going to unseat these people. You're not talking about Will, Greg, and Tony. You're talking about a legitimate, serious Leviathan. This thing comes about the water, and there's no, it's almost like Doomsday in the comic book. There's no known death that keeps it down. Because, you know, Doomsday can't die the same way twice. This system has a built-in safeguard or a mechanism that will turn it back on, and it's going to fight us like we're a virus. So unless you're really committed to doing what you're doing, and I'm not saying anything negative about anybody's method or who you follow, I could say I could care less, but that'd be inaccurate because I don't care at all. Do what you want to do. But I'm telling you, I don't care. Because if you get out there and that thing grabs you, or once you it comes time to engage, if you're not formidable, it will shake you up, down, and all around. Will or Tony, you want to go take that and go with it from there. I've been on my soapbox enough for it, I think, over the last couple of years. And I'm not even frustrated anymore because these people are telling you what they're doing to you any damn way. You want it.
Yeah.
Well, now,
we do.
Hey, Paul. Now, Tony, you had mentioned some you had mentioned, since we on this thing, you had mentioned some movies that I should watch. Can you share that on the air right quick? Because you had said some movies about how it depicts what we have subjected ourselves to now. There was one movie back in the 80s, was it? The Obi Kenobi like that?
Star Wars, Will. But the one I was referring to was They Live with Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper, yes.
Yeah, that was an excellent movie back in the 80s depicting what was happening today, what is happening today, and how we're all sheep being led astray. And just, you know, this guy, and I'm not going to tell you the whole thing, you know, for those of you who haven't heard of it or watched it, but there's this guy, he discovered a box. The box had some special sunglasses in it, and when he put the sunglasses on, he could actually see things for what they really were. And all of the billboards, the magazines, the books, you know, even the people.
The aliens that were among us, yeah.
Yeah, he saw them for what they really and who they really were. And
you seen it, Greg?
The magazine. Oh, yes, about 50 times, yeah. I saw when it was, yeah.
Wow, I didn't believe it.
Will, you were supposed to watch this a month ago.
I know, man. Yeah, that's why when you bring
it. Excellent.
Yeah, that's why when you bring it back.
It's like I tell people about lawyers, man. You better watch The Firm. And I tell people all the time, I have nothing against lawyers, but that'd be a lie because I have plenty against them. But, you know, it's about billable hours. And I tell people, hey, not only was that a great, what's the other Tom Cruise movie? One was The Firm. The other one was some of the things that he says in the movie Collateral with Jamie Foxx, as well as the other great lawyer. Actually, there's a couple of great lawyer movies. Do you remember Primal Fear with Richard Gere and
Richard Gere.
As well as The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocate.
Very well. Yeah, that was a very well scripted movie there.
Wait a minute, what's it called again? I'm writing this down. The Devil's Advocate?
Oh yeah, Keanu Reeves is well, and Al Pacino. You know, everybody knows I love The Godfather. I love The Godfather for the mindset. I played those clips of The Godfather before you guys come on. I said a lot of what I took was an emulation of Michael Corleone because Michael had a somewhat quiet kind of confidence, but what he knew, he knew. And you can never, you know, you can always underestimate a person, but once you get in there with them, if they are formidable, it's going to come out. And he spent a lot of time in deep contemplation, and that was one of the great attributes of Michael, along with Vito. Spent a lot of time with his father. Spent a lot of time in deep contemplation. So, I'm moving into other areas. I still want to, there's so much more to learn, and it's amazing. We're here for such a short amount of time, and once you get information, you know, within a day or so, or in a couple of instances, that information is outdated, you have to move on. But, well, what I was saying is, you've been around this thing for a long time. Now, Will said he's 55, which, you know, he's about 155 as far as information is concerned. But, Will, you've seen this stuff. I mean, give me an assessment as we continue to move into the overtime. And I appreciate everybody who happens to be listening, as well as those of you all who are on air live with us. And if you have a thought or comment before we get off here in a couple of minutes, because I really don't have a time limit for tonight, but I'm not going to be here forever. I really don't care that much to talk to you all that long. But anyway, Will, what have you noticed different? And just, I have to tell you, Bianca, you've always been that. What do you see different about what people are doing today versus before? Other than success, what is it that makes people continue to churn this thing? Is it real effort now versus before, Will? Or do you think it's just people trying to get over? I know you like the Johnny Come Late, the JCO.
The problem is, I think one of the major problems is that it's perpetual ignorance and just perpetual ignorance, I guess you could say that, because it's the blind teaching the blind. So your parents, and I know like we all y'all on this phone, y'all like to give y'all parents props, but I don't have no respect for my parents in that respect there because they didn't share this information with me because they were too lazy to get off their butts and go out there and say, listen, we need to challenge this stuff. So what I do as a parent is I try to let my children know everything that I know about this system and encourage them to say, listen, I didn't do – my generation has done your generation's disservice. We've introduced you to a form of slavery – and we've indebted you to a system that you will never get out of. The only way to get out of this debt is to destroy that debt. And that's the only way to get out. So our generation has failed the next generation coming up. But each and every one of us on this phone should be sharing this information with the next generation so that each of them will, you know, it would become exponential where each generation will know a little bit more and a little bit more. And as in the Bible says, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. If these people can gain this knowledge from people like us and others, then we can start to enlighten the next generation that maybe they may not have to suffer as our generations have. But we've inflicted this on ourselves. We've inflicted this. This is self-inflicted punishment. We've done this to ourselves. No one has done this to us. That's what I get.
Number
hard to get that to people.
when we're so willful and ignorant, I'm sorry for cutting you off, Will. I'm sorry, we've been willful in this ignorance because I watch what we find alluring or attractive. We don't, I'm not having anything to think about those of you who want to get high, I guess, whatever. But there's been no productivity from your highness. You're not creating no Microsoft like Bill Gates and them high motherfuckers did. You're not creating Apple like Steve Jobs. You're not creating some new set of electronic devices. You're not doing anything, but it's like you're trying to mask some sort of pain. We've been the least productive generation of individuals. Right? Not us, the generation behind us. We have, and we look at what we find entertainment on TV, so-called music, ways of living. We're a bunch of fakes and phonies, a bunch of frauds. And really, I think a lot of people are actually going after this so that they can amplify their fake, phony, and fraud persona, Will. They're not trying to really say, okay, I want to get this stuff done so that I can make a better life for myself and my family. It's so that I can, so I can impress the other guy over there who don't have anything. I want to impress another broke cat. So how do I get some things so that I can impress them? We don't have a sense of a betterment for our fellow men and our fellow people. And it's really a sad damn shame that we've fallen so far back. Tony?
Yeah. One of the topics that we were supposed to talk about some shows before we took our break, we were supposed to talk about that Blue Magic. And so just going off of what Will said, you know, in the show American Gangster, when Denzel Washington, okay. And he went and visited Nikki. Frank visited Nikki in his little club. And he told Nikki that he was going to have to call the product Blue Magic something else. You cannot cut what I'm doing and then still call it Blue Magic. So in essence, what I'm saying is that there's nothing new under the sun. Everything, you know, this is how I sum it up. Everything, you know, that they've learned, it's just being, like Will said, it's being perpetuated, and it's just being repackaged into something else. So all these gurus who are coming out and they have these new fancy, new funky ideas about how to do particular things or new processes, you know, and they're out there. They're all over YouTube. They're all over, you know, blog talk radio. They're everywhere. You can turn around and see these people doing these new processes, and there's nothing new under the sun. It's just being repackaged and being resold. And the thing about it is that we love it. We fall in love with it.
But is it coming back with success?
And a lot of it is not coming back with success. But the people tend to say, well, you know, your heart wasn't in it, or your spiritualism wasn't in it, so it did not work for you. You have to be spiritually, you know, compassed for this thing to work. And while that may be true, a lot of it is just simply not true. A lot of it is just simply something that has been repackaged and being sold again. While the concept of it may be true, but you're tainting it and reselling it is making it very false. And so,
well,
it's, you know.
Well, you know, and Tony's well, with, even with the tax thing, because, you know, it's a heck of a battle. Will, and you do, you know, Will, you know, I've been slow. Actually, I did go the other night to try to get to one Monday night for the, was it the real estate investment meeting. But, Will, what you, cause Will, you're so involved in a whole lot of things when it comes to monetary systems, and you network around people who are actually doing things. If you were to tell a community where they really fall short, beyond just is it more laziness, or is it just some sort of ignorance is not inherent, although intelligence is. I think ignorance can sometimes be the product of environment, and probably more so than just what you can't capacitate. But, Will, when it comes to this new movement within the so-called community, what do you think is the biggest inhibitant to people having success? Do you think we have bad teachers? Do you have bad students? Both? What are you seeing, Will? Because, again, you kind of walk this walk, man.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. We do have bad teachers, and then you got the students. I think what the students ought to do is I mean, we're going to be taught by somebody when we're coming up, but you have to venture out on your own and challenge everything that you've been taught to see if it really works. Because that's what I did at the age of 17, 18. I think, okay, now I'm going off on my own, and let me verify everything that I've been taught. And because I'm a man now, I'm responsible for myself, so I'm responsible for what I teach, and I'm responsible for my actions. And what's going to govern my actions is what I've been taught. So I said, well, let me go and re-study everything that I've been taught, and let me see how valid it really is. And what I found out, there were gaping holes and cliffs in everything that I was taught coming up. And if I had continued in that madness, I'd be doing the same thing essentially that my parents had done to me, and even my parents and my elders, et cetera, the church taught me all this nonsense. But I can't sit up and just blame them. I got to say, okay, yeah, they were an inhibitant. They were a deterrent at one time, but now I'm responsible for my own actions. I must get out here and study and research to find myself approved. Or, you know, how do you say it when you go in front of your creator? You show yourself.
Study to show thyself approved. Study to show thyself approved, yeah.
Right. So, you know, it's a combination, but ultimately, you have to look within yourself. The ancient Africans used to say, and I know that's an oxymoron, some people say Moors, et cetera, but our ancient elders or whatever, you say, if you want to know God, know yourself.
Right.
That's when you can know God.
In other words, there's no fearful victories, are there, Will? There's no victories in fear. Right. There's no fearful victories. In other words, you're not going to get there being afraid. It's just not going to happen. Okay. And sitting back and I think we have a lot of these sit back and watch kind of people, Will, in today's thing. I want to sit back and watch, or I want you to walk me through it in a painless way so that I can get over and espouse some greatness. Those things, I don't see them happening. I'm 48 now, and every time I walk in there, and Tony will tell you, I'm fiercely competitive anyway. But I get to the point where I'm thinking, as I go through my battles, and I think I'm a pretty informed person, and I say, well, there's no way that some of this stuff is going to work with the attitude. Is there a spirituality in it? Yes. But there's also a get-overness, if there's a word as such, that I think people are approaching this with, and that's where I think the delusion really kind of takes off and amplifies. Well, they really think if you're going to get something from this kind of system without putting in any real blood, sweat, and tears, and that's just not going to happen.
It's not.
Spend your money as you like. Do what you want, but I'll be damned if it's going to. I'm going to tell you, being candid, it's not going to work for you. It's not.
It's not, yeah. That's true. That's true. Well, that picture you sent me, Tony, of black people waiting on Jesus.
Oh yeah, the skeleton sitting at the closet, at the curtain, at the window.
Yeah.
And black people waiting on Jesus to come back and do for them what they should be doing for themselves.
Well, you see, I tend to think that it's more of a learned behavior than what this generation has done. You know, we've heard the saying, you know, do as I say and not what I do, but we can't help it. I mean, when you're young, when you see your mom smoking a cigarette and she tells you, do what I say, not what I do, well, and she constantly
your curiousness
is going to get the best of you. And at some point, well, what can be wrong with it? My mom smokes, so I'm going to smoke. So I think, you know, great leaders always lead by example, you know, especially when we're in the public. Because the public sees you, your children see you, you know. So I think just great leaders lead by example, man. And I think we have been very, very, you know, poor examples to our younger generations, and even the generation before us has given us a poor example. And I think it's all learned behavior, because you're inherently teaching somebody how to be lazy. You're inherently teaching somebody. You're enabling them to act that way or behave that way. Mm-hmm. When you provide something for them because you don't want to see your child suffer and you want your child to do better than you, well, the answer to that is, well, I'm not going to provide for you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you, you know, I won't fish for you, but I'm going to teach you how to fish. And even if it means bringing you to the brink of death, you will learn from that. That experience will teach you. You're going to either survive or you're not going to be a survivor.
You know, and not in the sense of hoping not irritating Will, the one thing I can appreciate about my mother, and we bump heads all the time, is that she always said, I want you to be better than me. And
but you can't be better than her if she continuously enables you.
Right, but she pushed. And I think, you know, I tell people, I think I have my dad's passiveness, even though some people don't think I have a very passive nature. I think I'm a negotiator, but I have a pretty quick temper. But my mom and my parents are always the kind that if you get to the edge, they're going to push your ass in the water because otherwise you'll never learn, you'll never think about swimming. You sit there and stand at the damn creek line and don't get in. Push your ass in and you'll learn to swim. And even to this day, you know, I talk to my dad about certain things, and he'll say, well, you know, this is what I know about that. And he'll talk, and then I'll go on off, and I'll try to share with my sons and daughters. And it is an important task. And one of the reasons, honestly, I didn't even want any sons or daughters is because I didn't think I could meet up to what my dad was provided for me. Because even to this day, there's not anything I can't ask for. In fact, if I didn't have his support, I don't get through this battle. And he even came around, Will, with this whole child support malaise. Because he's the one who supported me and took care of my finances where I would have blown it otherwise and said, you know, much of me paid for it. And I said, no, don't pay it. He said, well, I said, let me fight it. And that's the fight he let me have. He could have easily just written a check. And that whole notion, bad, I had to beg him not to pay for it.
Well, that makes you a better person today than that would have, because that would have taught you if you would have just let him pay it, that would have taught you the lesson of just taking the easy way out. You follow? Yeah. So by you begging him not to pay it and him not doing it, it brought you to you're going to either fight or you're going to flight.
Hey, you know? Even Mama Will and Tony, remember, I tell you about the time I went to jail and my dad said, well, no, I'll go ahead and pay. I said, no, I'll tell you what y'all do. If I'm there for more than a week, I'm not going to eat while I'm there. If I'm there for more than a week, then you can come get me. Let me go to jail. And all I had to do was do an insanity. That's how I learned about being standing here. Let me go in and see. I sat for the 2 days, didn't eat, got a little bit of mental clarity in not eating, and came out and said, okay, I'm still ready to fight this fight. And I think it's amazing, Will, and maybe it's not the military, because I never give the military any fucking credit for anything. Although I appreciate the experience and I did it. I even put my Fort Leonard Wood 1986 video. But people don't want to go through anything, Will. And let me ask you a question, Will. Along the same lines of what you've been giving us, and by the way, we're in the overtime, but I want you all who listen to this on the download to go and check out Will's interview. But Will, do you get the impression based upon, you know, today versus yesterday or just in general, that people want something without having to go through anything to earn it? Is that what you're saying, Will? Especially within this,
yeah,
you know, A4V, this whole new discharge way of so it's not even a banking situation. The whole new way that they're approaching all these so-called methods for supposed privacy and freedom and everything else. Are they trying to get something from nothing, Will?
I think a lot of them are if they don't understand that this thing is a struggle. Because but the teachers are just as guilty as the students out there, because the teachers are teaching that, oh, it's a cakewalk, and then the students are ignorant enough to believe this nonsense. And then they go out there and get their skulls cracked. The first thing they want to do is blame the teacher. Or blame the one who took them through the program when they really should be blaming themselves. And I'm glad that y'all get your skulls cracked out there. I'm glad, like Greg said, he's sorry he missed mine. I'm sorry I missed you getting your skulls cracked out there as well. Because I want y'all to get y'all skulls cracked. Because y'all really, if you think it's easy, there's no war. This is war. This is war. This is revolution here. And ain't nothing easy. Ain't never been no easy war or revolution.
Now, you know, one
like
thing interesting.
Tony always says, Tony, what do you always say about the paperwork? Set yourself free.
I've never seen a nation of people in the history of the world win their freedom by waving papers. But there's something interesting I'm going to say. You know, all of these gurus out here, they're teaching this, and I'm not going to say it's nonsense, but they're teaching these so-called processes. They are the ones that are enabling you to be lazy. I'm going to say it again. They are the ones that are enabling you to be lazy, because if you go back to Genesis, what did God tell Adam and Eve to do? He told them that you may eat of any fruit in the garden except for this one in the middle. And you must, the only thing that I want you to do is to till the ground. So he told them from the get-go, you got to work in order to survive. You have to till the ground. And if you don't till it, then you will die, basically. So if by you telling me that you're going to teach me a process or how to do some type of status correction or how I'm going to be able to do this, all I got to do is fill out paperwork and I'm free, then you're sadly mistaken, and you probably, like Greg says, will get your doors blown, because there is no way in hell that you're going to get out here and you're just going to turn in some paperwork and think that all is good. You're going to have to work for yours. And if you're listening to some guru tell you to do a status correction and pay me $700, you know what I mean, then you deserve what you get. You deserve what you get.
That was,
you know what I'm saying? Because anything that ever survives always has to go through change. If you don't change and all you're doing is paperwork, you're going to die. Simple as that. Plain and cut.
Yeah. I would agree that that was an interesting assessment, but I lost my train of thought for a second. I went to an out of body experience with what you went there. But I want to ask you a question on air, and we'll ask it again. I would always, you know, I come back and I do self assessments all the time. Will or Tony, who wants to go first? Do you think I could have done these things if I couldn't speak?
What, say it one more time, Greg. I didn't understand.
Would I have been able to attain the modest level of success that I've had if I could not speak, if there was no mastery of the information?
I think it's more than your ability to speak. I think it's your courage and your tenacity and your willpower. I mean, you know, because you can get a very intelligent person that can talk well, but they can be the biggest cowards in the world. And that's what most of them are anyway.
Yeah, I would agree. But the only thing I would also say to that is that I think you do have to know how to speak to some degree. You have to know what it is that you're defending. You want to be able to, and this is something that Malachi of New York told us a long time ago. He was like, I should be able to drop you guys off anywhere on this planet or anywhere in this country, and you should, you know, with the skills that I've given you, with the knowledge that I've given you, you should have no problem adapting and learning how to survive. And
land navigation.
Exactly. So the thing with you, you know what I'm saying, you should be able, with your speech, you should be able to recognize where anybody is in their conversation, whatever they're talking about, and you should be able to jump right in. I don't care if they're talking about alphabets and they stopped at K and you jump right in at L and you can pick it right up. That's how well you should know your information. And I would say that, yes, you wouldn't be as far as you are without learning that backwards, forwards, forwards, and backwards, east to west, north to south. That's how well you should know it if you're going to go in and stand up.
And Will, based upon the fact that you're, like I would call, a forerunner for us, maybe not in your own mind, but I think in my, you know, I look at you as a forerunner because you carry battle scars, not just the ass whooping that I didn't see you take, but the battle scars of you, because you had to sacrifice something to read a book. You had to sacrifice something to go and apply something as you began your journey. So as a forerunner, I ask you these questions, one, because of the audio will catch it and it will become part of history forever, but two, because I think you have something interesting to offer, and you do speak quite a bit to it, and, you know, I'm not just blowing smoke, because I'm ready to move away from it, because, you know, you and Tony know, and a few people know what I have had happen to me in the last month or two, that I'm starting to lose interest in this right here. Well, I really am. I've told y'all that, right? I don't have the same interest in being Greg and Squid anymore.
Because it's just not as appealing.
And I have to agree. I mean, your job is, and what I used to get on you about, Greg, is you out there babysitting these idiots when they need to be doing what you. If you can't teach them to have hearts, then just let them go on out there and get their asses, their skulls cracked. They'll learn it either they go on, what they call it, swim or drown. But we all learn the hard way. I believe learning the hard way. If you have to, I'll tell people don't make those mistakes. But I ain't gonna say, don't do it. I'm saying my experience is this. But if you still want to go out there and try, then go ahead. And when you get
knocked
yourself
out,
crack,
or get knocked out,
learning,
knock yourself.
I think you should. If you come back, if you do decide to come back, I think you got to get people's ass and don't babysit these people. So usually, the first one they're gonna blame when something goes wrong, like you at fault, just because they ain't got no heart.
Which is what I've already dealt with. But beyond that, I think it's what I see in the other thing, and I'm not necessarily motivated by economics. But economics would make a person like me lazy to some degree. Now, I will fight. I'll personally study. But honestly, as much as I care about people, if I get something that was economically pleasing, I ain't taking y'all phone calls no more. I'm not going to lie to you. For what?
Mm-hmm.
There's other things I want to do.
Person,
like nothing.
I think the thing of it is, and this is something that we were discussing, if a person is willing to give you a large sum of money, and this is what I was alluding to earlier, person wants to do a status correction, and they're telling you, you give me a large sum of money, and I'll do this for you. They're enabling you to be lazy. And if you have if you're that much of an ID10T, to go ahead and give them large amounts of money without doing due diligence on your own to find out exactly what it is that they're actually doing, then you deserve it. You deserve it. And it's probably something that you want anyway,
Yeah, because you're going to will that to you. I know Will may not take it from that perspective, but I think you're going to will the failure to you, because anything worth having, you have to work for it. I mean, I've said this before. When I put the same mentality on dealing with whether it was child support, these traffickers, or anything else, and I actually have to take it to another level now, with these lawsuits now that we know we've had the success of Leon, I took the same attitude that I took on the playing field. Like you take, Will, that same tenacity within racquetball. There has to be a competitive fire in you. And what I'm beginning to see with people, and I like to use a football analogy, is some of you motherfuckers don't want to get hit. And Will, to me, get off my fucking field. I don't want you around me. I don't want people around me. Because you bring about problems. That shit sounds good when you talk, but if your walk doesn't meet your talk, I don't have time for you. I've seen Will walk. I've seen Tony walking.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, I don't have a problem calling Will. He's getting yelled at or whatever. Even within this capacity, because I've come around to see that I think you all just like getting your ass beat. And you listen to people who, quite frankly, couldn't carry a stick to Will or Tony, especially not to Will. And why you listen to these people is fucking beyond me. And, people said they want to, but at any point in time, if anybody wanted to debate it, which I don't, they don't want to debate me on anything, we can do it. But you people who buy this bullshit, it's on you. I agree with you, Will. I'll say it live on air in front of the million we get every month, I guess now. Even with us being gone, we got a couple hundred thousand. You're right, Will. You were right from the beginning. I actually thought that people could be reached by working. Y'all are just, and not don't take it personal as it applies. Y'all are some lazy-ass people.
And they'll be the first one to turn you in for some bullshit.
Yes. I do believe and do understand, and I agree. Well, you pegged me right. I care way too much, John. Me told me the same thing, and you told me, it ain't no Greg. Sometimes it ain't gonna be you. So I always thought it was me until I stepped back and assessed it and said, no, it's not really me, because I can only give you my journey. But I do say anybody can do what I did if you want, because I'm not that special. I didn't create any of the information. But it takes it. Just like with Will. Nobody motivated Will to get his ass up at night when he could have been, which he probably was doing some other thing, but at some point he stopped doing that to do some studying. And these are the things, Will, that I just tell you, Will, I don't think enough is said to what it takes for a person to get to a point where you can be successful, or what you called it earlier, Tony, you said the confidence or whatever you want to call it that I may have. Yeah, and there's a slight bit of a slight, some will call it arrogance, but that's no different than the same way I felt when I stepped in between the lines and you stood across from me and I had a route to run. I know this can be done. Or if you're playing racquetball, Will, or ping pong, or riding a bike, you want to get 40 miles, nobody's going to make you quit getting those 40 miles, right, Will?
That's right. Yeah. So I can do it.
So hopefully we'll get back and pick it up.
We might not need an extermination policy. Me and Tony have kind of ventured into saying we need an extermination policy because we will destroy ourselves. On the path that right now, we're going to destroy ourselves anyway.
Slowly but surely. What does it say? What did Dr. King say? A society that produces weak-minded males purchases its own demise on the installment plan.
That's pretty heavy, man. How did you say, Greg? Purchased their own demise?
Dr. Martin Luther King said, a society that produces weak-minded males purchases its own demise on an installment plan. Wow. What do we have now? We got dudes acting like bitches. Yeah, I know we'll say the African woman needs the female energy, whatever you want to call it. Knock yourself the hell out. But the reality is a man has to be a man.
I agree.
Anything to the contrary is taking you in that direction. Because, you know, even with this whole transgender shit, come on, man. You know, a man that wants to be effeminized, no matter how much he can fight or scratch or whatever he does, you're still not doing a benefit or a fight. Or some, you know, I say some guys, you know, they're still men. But, you know, whatever it is, it's the mentality that comes along with it. And a lot of these guys, they lay down because they have a weak mind. You're so used to mom telling you what to do, you're so easily led.
Yep, exactly right. And what did I say a few minutes ago? I think you said it, Will. You just rehashed it. But what? I have never seen a nation, a race, or anything in the history of the world win their freedom through waving some white papers. And so when you look at our world today, when you look at it throughout history, when you look at our government today and what they do and how they run things, they get it through threat, duress, and coercion. And so when you look at commercials that are telling you, on the contrary, don't fight, don't do this, it's okay to be transgender, it's okay to do this, come on,
girls,
man.
Rock.
You're girls rock.
Men are this.
Yeah, so it's like, man, come on, man. It's like you're going to have to fight for whatever it is that you believe in. And if you're not willing to put up the battle and go ahead and fight for whatever it is you believe, at some point you got to fight. Just life. That's how life is. You got to fight. You got to grow a set of golden ass and you got to fight.
A nation or civilization that continues to produce soft-minded men purchases its own spiritual death on the installment plan. That's the exact quote. I paraphrase it. Spiritual death. Because that is the essence that pushes you, whether you believe in it religiously, but if there's no spirit, no drive, no motivation, no determination, if everything you get is external, which is kind of interesting in reading that external, because spiritual is internal. If everything you get is external, you're never going to go anywhere. Because you're only going to be as strong as whatever outside motivates you.
Yeah, and I think we covered this way back in, December, January, where we said that spiritual thing is your will, your willingness, and something that you want. You have to want it.
Exactly. And you know, no better way could it be said. Hey, listen, Will, tell everybody else about who you are, where they can find you, how I can get in touch with you, what have you.
Oh yeah. Anytime you need to get in touch with me, email me at creditman47@yahoo.com. That's creditman47@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 727-798-3092. My Facebook page is Bad Credit History Repaired, and my website is badcredithistoryrepaired.com. You can also see me on YouTube. Greg knows some of the channels. You can see me on regarding credit restoration or even my experiences with the UCC. So, William E. Kimber Crowley.
And you, Tony.
Yep. People's Choice Mobile Detailing and Pressure Washing, 813-526-4426. We can do a whole host of cleaning. People's Choice Mobile Detail at gmail.com. Google me at People's Choice Mobile Detail. Take you to Facebook, and you can contact me there. Check me out.
Appreciate you guys. I really appreciate my younger and older brothers for coming on and helping me do this thing. If you want to change your perspective to hopefully change your results, you can go to gregdoss.com, 800-980-0497, of course, 888-DJ-SQUID, as well as 813-397-9350. I can only take you to the ring. I can't get in for you. And as always, I'd like to thank Steve the Dean Williams, the Man Mindset, the Alpha Syndicate, and the rest of you all. We appreciate you. Thanks, Will and Tony. We'll be putting some stuff together for you all. And it's always important. Sometimes it's not about right or wrong. More importantly, it's about clarity. But you'll never reach a resolution if you're not willing to engage in honest dialogue, even if that dialogue is with yourself. Take time to hug the person you love and love the person you hug. On behalf of Will, on behalf of Tony, I'm Greg. I'm DJ Squid. I'm saying peace. I'm saying chicken grease. Hey, y'all guys, take care. I'm out of here.
The champ is here.
There's a difference between knowing the path and walking.
I'm feeling a little lucky tonight. I'm feeling very accurate.
You are neophyte. I'm simply trying to ascertain if this cowboy here is taking advantage of you. Force can have a strong influence on the weak-minded. The skull of the acid leader. The area associated with submissiveness is larger than any human or any other subhuman species on planet Earth.
Denial is the most predictable of all human responses.